Can an evil spirit enter into or take possession of a human being? Everyone is free to control his own individuality. We are not allowed to take possession. But there are apparent possessions, how about them? Evil spirits break the laws here just as they do there, but there must be a receptive attitude in the individual or no possession would be possible. Then the old story of selling oneself to the devil may be approximately true? Yes, many have done this unknowingly. Can you tell us the origin of evil? That is not for us to know at present. The origin is so far away in an unknown past that only the Creator of us all can rightly tell of its origin and use. But we know that all things work toward a final greater good, and that is sufficient for us at present. Is the percentage of good people any greater now than 100 years ago? The percentage is far greater than formerly. But the quiet lives of the good, with their unseen and unselfish service, do not get to the knowledge of the public as do the riotous actions of the evil-minded ones. Is the world growing better? The good are growing better, the evil are growing more evil still. One afternoon while Sis was sitting alone and in a passive and receptive mood with hands folded in her lap, her left hand was slowly drawn away. Almost at once her right hand was shaken in the way used by Mary as a signal for writing. So she went to the little table and took up the pencil, which wrote quickly and with great emphasis, "You are not in the right environment. We cannot see you. Something is clouding you around. What is it? Was it not you moving my left hand?" "No. Some other spirit was trying to get control. We could not see which one, but came to protect you." "There is some danger, then, even in the receptive attitude? Evil spirits are here, but help is here also. Just now someone was trying to reach you, and for some reason you were enveloped in a cloud. We think this other influence was trying to conceal you from us. You must never lose the consciousness that it is on this plane nearest the earth that good and evil forces first congregate, and the malicious ones may be able to influence receptive minds there. Approach the unseen side of life with reverence, and with desire for spiritual help and knowledge, if you would draw toward you the wise and good of this life. Can you influence the evil-minded ones on earth? We are sent to try to lead them into better thought and life. Sometimes the evil ones are open to impressions and we can help. But many times all avenues to the soul are closed and we can find no entrance. We have heard of money-making schemes, and sometimes of oil or mind-promoting projects, started from that side, victimizing the credulous ones of earth. That is from the evil influences here. Appeals to selfish interest, to money-making, to earthly advancement, to selfish happiness, or selfish projects in any form, cannot be trusted. If only we could convince the world that unselfishness and service for others are the laws of spiritual advancement, all this evil teaching would be of no avail. We spoke once of the apparent injustice of an all-powerful ruler allowing so much sin and suffering as the world has witnessed. Mary's reply is worthy of study. Human logic fails indeed to explain the infinite purpose of God. The life on this plane seems necessary to prove the wisdom of that purpose and its final beneficence. We do not yet belong to the angelic host where wisdom is proven and mercy apparent, but we know there is a reason for even the cruelties of earth and the sufferings of the innocent. We know it is hard to realize the kindness that is intended for man when in the midst of crime, cruelty, and suffering. We here understand it as a forward step in the evolution of character. Man has been given the power of choice. If he chooses wrongly, he must learn the wrong by the consequence of his choice. But, aside from the real crimes, there are the pleasure-seeking, the vanity, the extravagance of the foolish. What would you have? That they should be compelled into a different course? Can you not see the uses of illness, poverty, and suffering? All these are lessons to lead them into different perceptions of life and its final outcome. They may be the beginnings of wisdom. Many will not learn until they have slipped off the mortal coil. Many will go on, even here, clinging to misleading hopes and pleasures until finally wisdom is born and their true education begins. A few additional sentences were received later in explanation of the sorrows and tribulations of the human race on earth. The humankind moved slowly out of their animal propensities and limitations. The law of self-determination is universal, and is given for the development of character and the final good, which is far better than automatism. But the price of choice, of free will, is so terrible? The price is little when compared with the good as we see it here. How is the human power of choice better than character foreordained to be perfect? Foreordained character would be automatism, and would eliminate personality, individuality, and would result in weariness and monotony. Sis spoke of the flaunting headlines in the daily papers, of murder, dishonesty, and all manner of crime, and the comparatively small space given to the recital of good deeds. True wisdom and virtue do not advertise themselves. What do you know of the secret thoughts of the wise and good, and the plans that are crystallizing for the betterment of the world? But perhaps you do not see the evil here as we see it. We see the aura surrounding evil lives, and the misery that follows. Wicked ones are here, comma, murderers and their victims, thieves, robbers, the vile and the cruel, the selfish and the unjust. The work of this circle is not with the wicked ones here, though we are asked to use our influence toward purer thought and nobler living. And although our lives are filled with joyous service for the most part, we are also glad to help in this other sphere of work. How can you be so happy when there is so much evil over there? The evil ones are not near us as a rule. We may go to them to help them, and we are sometimes obliged to neutralize their mischievous influence. But these are not frequent occasions. Our work is of a different sort. There are many who are engaged in this work, for many have the missionary spirit as on earth. And these are the ones who go to the undeveloped or the wicked, and strive to bring them into higher living. And their work is not in vain. Do these evil ones have much influence on better spirits? That is to be guarded against, but there are circles among the lower orders as among the higher ones. Each goes to his own place. That is where his congeniality is expressed semicolon to those of his own thought and purpose. They do not influence each other downward as much as you might think. They generally seek their own, and having found their own, they remain until uplifted by some finer influence. They usually rise nearly in a company. A thought or influence affecting one, is apartment to affect the circle, and because of this it is easier to lead them. 18. Undeveloped spirits. It is customary in this life to spend many of our earlier years in education in preparation for the years to follow. Most people, however, seem to proceed as though the eternal life beyond, if there is such a thing, would have to take care of itself. If any preparation is necessary, there is time enough to do it in the afterlife, they seem to argue. There is time enough, of course, and we learn that very many have to go through the preparatory course after arriving on the other side. If this were all, the matter might not be quite so important. But we also learn that it is not necessary to waste these first years there in that manner, if certain things are done in the earth life, and certain other things avoided. The education, if acquired in this life, is short and easy, and, moreover, is a great aid to a successful life here. It consists of following as nearly as is practical the teachings and the example of Christ semicolon just the life that we as Christians are supposed to follow. But, evidence from the life beyond indicates that many, very many, either through ignorance or through willfulness, have not been as successful in carrying out Christ's teachings as they might have been, and as they would try to be, I am sure, if our knowledge of the consequences was thoroughly known. We have learned that this education, when left for the afterlife, is too often complicated by the results of unkind deeds and thoughts in this life, and also by having to unlearn many things that have been wrongly learned or understood while here. This last is a handicap little thought of by those who have not investigated. It is frequently a serious one. It has been brought to our notice very strongly in various ways. The following is one instance. I am not trying for marvels or wonders, but I do want to try to give a plain, simple statement of the life here that may lead some anxious, fearing soul into more faith and happiness. I wish I could save them from looking forward with fear into the dark unknown. Will you try and take what you can, and I will try and write what I can, of comforting thought to all those who are really trying to live the right life on earth, and desiring a new inspiration for the future. Many come so very ignorant, and come into such a long sleep and unconscious period, which we are sure is unnecessary, for they have not believed the truth of active spiritual development here. So they lose time, and lose the power at first of realizing the life and all it means. Tell all who come in the circle of your influence that they are making their future now, and can almost control this future condition, if they will only seek the truth and abide in it while still on earth. I do not often preach, but feel like a sermon tonight. For the souls that come to this side come in such multitudes that they can scarcely be counted, yet only here and there are the spiritually developed ones, the ones who can enter into this life with joy, and commence the development of spiritual power at once. The pity of it gets hold of us here, now and then, and we feel like trying to bombard the earth with spirit bombs semicolon something to make the people think, something to force them away from their material thoughts, pleasures, and plans. We are obliged to begin our work with them as we would begin with children, and not even in that way when they first come. They sink into a state that is hard to be described. They are not even ready to think. Brain and sense and heart and soul have so long been educated wrongly that silence and unconsciousness are the only remedies at first. Then there comes a confused awakening, with all their human habits of thought and all their evil selfishness predominant. What can be done, then, except to put strong forces in control, that they at least may be kept from harming others? You cannot conceive of this work, I am sure, but it is very real here. But you do not do this, you with all your dainty, fairy children to teach? No, but I watch others in the patient, self-controlled effort, and I realize how strong must be their faith and hope, to continue in the work. They do succeed at last, but it is often a long and weary way, and but for the strong, bright and enduring faith of such workers and teachers, it would be almost unendurable. Such are kept separate, are they not? They do not mingle with you? Yes, surely. Each goes to his own place, as the Bible says. But we can watch the work of transformation, and we can give to the workers our own best thoughts and encouragement. That is our part of it. We said we had thought of this phase there and had spoken of it. It exists, and is one of the great opportunities for work for the great and blessed spirits who undertake it. I have preached a sermon this time, but it may be well for you to know of the darker shadows over here. But we are also blessed with the sight of the brave spirits who are working with the depraved ones, and we are also blessed with the knowledge that their work is not in vain. Of course, all who come are not vicious, only unspiritual, living in the material thought. These are slow to come into the life of the spirit, but come far more easily than those whose evil earth natures have to be transformed. We were full of the subject, for we have been watching the work of some of our fine spirits with the low and debased ones of earth, and were filled with the pity of it, the unnecessary waste of lives there and the unnecessary waste of time here in bringing them into spirit lives. Then, too, all these brave teachers who give themselves to this work, might be released for other and pleasanter work, if only, the earth people knew the truth. A specific instance of the slow development that can occur there will be given now, and it is a pleasure to think that we may have assisted a little in his progress. In earlier years, Sis had a friend whom she knew very well. They were young people together. This young man, whom I will call Frank Chase, was a man of high ideals concerning this life, but very positive in his beliefs. He held in ridicule all ideas of communication with the unseen world, if indeed he held a belief that there was such a world. His interest was most keen in the mechanics and scientific discoveries of the day. He passed over in early manhood. Sis had inquired concerning him several times, but received little information beyond the statement that he had not advanced very far, which she thought very surprising. Some months ago we were asked quite unexpectedly, "Will you send a message to Frank Chase? If you did, he might like to come to this circle. If we can interest him in this work, it will be well for him." 148, means page number in book at this point in audio. He seems to question everything, and doubts even the spiritual life. He knows, of course, that he has passed away from earth, but is busy explaining that and many other things, with a philosophy of his own. He has a bright brain and we wish to turn it to the truth, and lead him into the real life here. That is why I asked you to send him a message. He does not know you are communicating. We believe that if he can find himself, that is, realize that he is a spirit and living a spirit life already, that he will begin to study and grow. The next day the pencil wrote, after talking with you yesterday, I turned, and with the quickness of thought, was far away, so far that it would have taken you days to accomplish the journey. We went to see the one to whom we wish you to speak, and we have brought him to our circle to talk to you. He does not believe it can be done. Can you convince him? Will you speak to him? Sis said, well, Frank Chase, are you really here to talk to me again after all these years? Mary said, he does not believe it is you. Call to his mind someone he used to know. Sis complied by asking, do you remember going to New York to see a young lady? Will you tell him how she looked? Sis gave a short description of the young lady, and Mary said, will you keep on? He is impressed. Sis asked if he remembered this young lady coming to where he lived. Keep right on. He is interested. After further talk we were told, he knows now it is you, and is overjoyed to know it is possible to talk with and hear from Earth, which he has never done before. After some further conversation Mary said, he is so surprised that he can hardly credit it at all. Yet he knows that only you could tell him some of these things. We will bring him again soon, it is a good beginning. He is startled, and can hardly believe, but will probably wish to investigate, as that is his turn of mind, and that is what we wish. We asked if they could explain how he had been getting along all these years without learning more. Try to think of yourself in a dream, a long dream, and everything happening in ways that are strange, yet you do not wonder about it. Your dream accepts the things as true. That is as near as I can describe his situation. When he first came, he was met by his father and sister, but they failed to reach his reasoning mind and he has wandered on in this condition through all these years. At another time he came of his own accord to Mary, wishing to talk. After a short conversation Sis asked if in all that time he had been there he had heard of the many wonderful inventions that had appeared here in the meantime. He had not, and wished to know about them. First was the telegraph. Yes, he remembered that. But the telephone was new, and the wireless, and automobiles. Then we went on to tell of the Great War, and the immense ships that carried our soldiers, and the terrible guns, and the liquid fire. He had heard a little of the war, but did not believe it possible to do such things. What are the good things of Earth? He asked. This came near being a poser, but Sis spoke of the Red Cross work, the hospitals, the aid to the starving, etc. Mary said, he thinks the world must be in a terrible condition with so much science producing evil things. Tell him of the great vessel that was sunk by the Germans. Tell him about the ship that was sunk by an iceberg. We talked some time, and after some remark of Sis, he said, what am I going to hear from you next? No one else could have told me the things you have. I did not know it could be done. Mary added, he is dazed with the thought, but he will take it to think over as he did the last time. You are certainly getting hold of him and we must keep it up. This is startling. Mary, how can such things be? Will you believe that each one makes his own life? Each one has the chance and must develop accordingly. Frank Chase's condition was caused by too much doubt, too much unbelief in a spirit life. He would not believe he was in a heavenly sphere, and would not admit that he needed help, but argued himself into a strange and persistent unbelief, until the desire for anything different almost disappeared. The next time he came, Mary wrote for him as follows, I am here. Your teacher will write for me. I have been so unbelieving that I could get nothing, of course, and so I had no proof of the connection between the two worlds. But what you have said convinced me, and I am studying now so that I too can get in touch with mortal lives. Mary added. There have been years, he says, when he believed he was on some plane above the earth, but did not understand that this plane might be the beginning of heavenly life for him. It is hard to make you understand, and he says now it is hard for him to understand, and it seems to him more like a long, long dream than anything else he can compare it to. He is learning fast, and is far happier than before, and pursues his studies eagerly. This was an amazing experience for us. We had read something of such things, but it was also strange we had passed it by. But this brought the truth to our realization with much force. It seems these unfortunate spirits can frequently be helped from this side quicker than from there, if they can reach someone whom they knew. But they eventually find the way out of the fog in some manner, in any case, though as we were told, it may be years and years. Such spirits have not necessarily led evil lives while here. More often this spiritual handicap is the result of too strong belief in some superstition, some creed, or some philosophy on earth, a case of being certain that one way is right and all others wrong. Such beliefs and philosophies continue with them more or less strongly on the other side, just as superstitions sometimes cling to one here in spite of all the evidence there may be to show they are without foundation. That a development complete enough to enable one to advance to higher planes may be delayed almost indefinitely, is revealed by an incident given us recently. I will give it just as it appears on our records. In looking over our records there will be found a number of instances when Mary has said that Sis was surrounded by a cloud. Several times she has said she thought this cloud was the result of some other power trying to manifest through the pencil. In these cases very little has been written, and numerous times when Sis has been alone, not a movement occurred. Early this afternoon she could get nothing. A little later, when I was present, only a few words came through. Late in the afternoon, however, Sis tried to get passive when alone, and her hand began to shake, showing that someone wished to write. Mary then wrote freely and gave an explanation of the perplexing troubles. Sis was trying to get in communication with Mary because of the letter I had received from a friend. It seems that this friend had been to a psychic who had given a message for Sis. This message was as follows: "There is an ancient spirit way back in the times of Muhammad, who says he has been trying to reach Miss D, and says he has something of importance to say to her, and begs you to give a message which he wants to send. He wants her to write as a heading on her paper, "The Seers and Sages of the Present Day," and then wait in silence for his message." When Mary finally succeeded in writing, the following was received: "We are here, and you were led by us. Do not doubt, we could not give that other one the opportunity. He would have misguided you. Was it the ancient spirit we were told to expect? Yes, he is an ancient force or teacher, but is not of the kind we trust. He has not learned the real truth in the ages he has lived. He would teach you of occult mysteries as they existed in the olden time. We do not wish the unseen to be represented by mysteries, rites, and observances. Remember, we belong to an age in which the teachings of Christ have purified religious belief, and we, in the unseen, strive to make his teachings still powerful on earth. We do not know just what that other message would have been, but we do know that you, as well as we, wish for the truth as Christ gave it to the world. Are you satisfied?" "Yes, that is what we wish. We try to guard you always from such influences, and it is because we do this that at times you do not even get us. We cannot come through an influence so strong that it takes our force to neutralize it. You trust us and that is well. Keep with us as long as we teach the truth that Christ taught on earth: humility, unselfishness, the love of humanity, and the striving to make the world better." Sis inquired of the reliability of any of the ancient sages or rulers who wrote through others. "We do not know any of the ancient kings or princes. We cannot describe or even see them. But this teacher who wished to control your pencil has been here before, and we have checked his influence, and, as he said, he could not get a message to you. Are you sorry?" "No. We wish your guidance and protection. You are safe while you keep that attitude. The world is likely to go astray if led by those who teach strange rites and occult practices of long ago. Christ, and the truth as made known by Christ, are what we wish to bring to the world. You are safe in such truth and such teaching. Was it because you were trying to prevent other powers from sending messages, that I so many times have been unable to write?" "Yes. We often have all our power taken in simply neutralizing other influences. Remember, only mind or spirit force can be used, and if used in preventing other influences it cannot at the same time be used in giving out messages. Why did you not tell me what the trouble was at the time? We do not like to admit the power at the time. Be satisfied. We are protecting you always. Goodbye now. Soon after this I came in, and after hearing what had been written, I said, well, Mary, we are very thankful to you. You may well be, for it means your protection and your determination to receive only the truth. Then to Sis, do you see why we wish you to be our medium even if you have less psychic power than some others? I said it was astonishing how many were slow in developing, and how long they were in seeing the truth. Can you see how very long people or spirits may be fascinated with their own beliefs? They are so unwilling to be convinced. No wonder that Christ taught the people that they must become as little children. We can tell you that many times we have neutralized powerful forces that were untruthful and malicious. We are constantly on guard lest some unworthy power succeeds in getting a message to you. We believe you would recognize it usually, but some spirits are subtle, and give sophistries in language that would conceal the malicious influence. Mary, just why has nothing been said of this before? Were you afraid we would not understand? Mary does not like to speak of the evil here. It unsettles some earthly minds in their previous beliefs of a heaven of perfection, and we prefer to use constructive rather than destructive influence. 19. Progress. That all knowledge is at once available to the spirit that continues after death is an idea that has had very general acceptance in the past among the believers in an immortal life. This illogical conception was mentioned in an early chapter together with the more reasonable view of the continuance of development and progress on that side. The slow upward climb of the spirit while it occupies the material frame, and the opportunities for advancement and the delights of accomplishment when this spirit enters upon the new day of its existence, are all so well depicted in the quotations following, that no added comment is thought necessary. Wherever there is life there is spirit. The development upward is a matter of time, and again time and again time, before the physical becomes aware of its spiritual powers. Think how long the earth people have been creeping upward, and think how low the attainment is now, and how time and time and time again must elapse before the world becomes entirely spiritualized. Study the law of evolution, and watch the progress of the human body from its first inception of material life, coming up through various and innumerable transitions, always from the lower to the higher, and you will have a parallel for the spirit evolution which goes on from here. By evolution I mean progress, growth, and ever-increasing perception. You may thus form an idea of the varying life of the spirit, and may, perhaps, guess the joy that comes from its unfoldment. Life here is still progressing to higher forms, and will finally reach a perfection as yet undreamed of by us of this lower plane. What this life can contain of knowledge, wisdom, and joy, is only faintly imagined even by us. I have said that life is progression. Now, what is progression? First of all, knowledge, that is, after character has been established. First, knowledge of the earth from which we here all come, knowledge of the conditions there, and the ways of improving those conditions. For you must know that man would still be the savage, the cave dweller, or the nomad, if there had been no inspiration from here. Then, knowledge of higher spiritual conditions and the powers that this knowledge gives, knowledge to be used for other lives, sometimes on earth, sometimes on other planets. After this, still increasing knowledge and still increasing power for good. Always giving out, do not forget that knowledge is to be used for others. And so life goes on and service goes on. Eternity is a constantly increasing growth, and a constantly increasing gift to others. You speak of man rising from the cave dweller by inspiration from the spirit world. Has man no initiative of his own to rise to better things? Yes, but it takes many generations to reach the wisdom even of today. If man is left to the slow progress of evolution, the people of earth would suffer far longer the mistakes of ignorance and selfishness. There is an upward tendency which in long cycles will bring man to wisdom and righteousness, but we here are glad to turn ahead the clock of time a little. It would seem that if this influence is used to any extent, we would see more evidence of it. You do not comprehend the centuries of growth that lie behind you. You think of the ignorant, the low, and the wicked, but do not comprehend that these are lives that are in the process of evolution, and have not yet attained what many other Earth lives have achieved.